Comments about Middle Tennessee women's basketball. 1-866-RAIDERS. That's 1-866-724-3377. You can also email your questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Rick Ensel Live is brought to you in part by Ascend Federal Credit Union, AT&T Yellow Pages, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, Sprint by Cellular Concepts, Embassy Suites, City Auto, First Tennessee Bank, Lewis Bakeries, the Governor's Highway Safety Office, Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and your local State Farm agents. Now let's join Coach Ensel with the voice of the Lady Raiders, Dick Palmer.
Thank you and good evening from Sam's All-American Sports Grill right here in Stones River Mall on a very inclement, what might be called a nasty night weather-wise, but it's nice and warm and snug in here, Coach.
It's a great night.
Got some.
It's always a great night when the Blue Raiders get together.
We've got about an hour's worth of Lady Raider basketball for you, and then Chip and Coach Davis will be in at 7 o'clock. Our broadcast brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union. Ascend, raising possibilities. Did you know that Ascend has four financial centers and fee-free ATMs? Try saying that fast. Fee-free ATMs here in Rutherford County. Find those locations online at ascend.fcu.org. Well, a good week for Lady Raider basketball, Coach.
It was, Dick. It really was.
Raiders went on the road on Saturday, brought back a win. In fact, brought two wins back home. They have now won five straight, and Russell has compiled our Middle Tennessee Lady Raider headlines for you, brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town today. Here are the headlines today in Middle Tennessee basketball. The Raiders are in the midst of a season-long five-game winning streak after wins over FAU and Louisiana Monroe. Junior forward Ebony Rowe grabbed her third Sun Belt Player of the Week honor this week, the 11th in her career, averaging 27 points and 12 rebounds. She is one shy of tying the conference record, which is also the school record. Ebony ranks in three top 25 categories nationally. She's eighth in the NCAA, 21.6 points a game, ninth with 10 double-doubles, and 22nd with almost 11 rebounds a game. Also this week, Iceland Eli picked up her 14th career double-double, and her second this season with 15 and 10 on Saturday at Monroe. The Raiders moved up six spots in the RPI as released by the NCAA today. Middle Tennessee leads the Sun Belt with an RPI ranking of 55. Raiders hosts Arkansas Little Rock Wednesday at 7. That game will be televised on ESPN3. And on Saturday, we'll host Louisiana Lafayette, 3 o'clock, first game of a doubleheader. Don't know if you've seen those RPIs.
If you ask Ebony or Ice, either one, they'd both probably tell you that matters not as long as we win the basketball game. And both of them are the consummate team players, and we're very proud to have both those young ladies.
They would certainly do that. The Raiders, as you heard, have now won five straight and are at 6-1, tied with Western Kentucky on top of the East Division. And also, what's very impressive to me, Coach, 4-0 on the road in conference games.
Well, if you look what's taking place in the conference, I've never seen our conference as tough as it is this year since this is the eighth year I've been here. And when you got Arkansas State that goes in and wins at FIU, you got FIU that goes in and wins at Arkansas Little Rock, along with North Texas, South Alabama beating Arkansas State, and then FIU coming into Murfreesboro and beating us. So we've still got a lot of great games left. I'm excited about what's going to take place in the next month. That's one of the things we talked about today, just taking care of business, and we can put some distance between us and some of the teams, and we get a chance to kind of control our own destiny. So if you're a player and you're a competitor, you love that.
All right, let me tell you a couple of things that's going to be going on tonight. We do have a winner in our half-court shot contest. We'll tell you about that a little later. We also have question cards that many of you have already received. If you haven't, Russell Luna here will be happy to get them to you. Wave your hand, Russell, so they know who you are. Russell will be happy to get them to you. And then we're going to be giving some prizes out a little bit later with some with some trivia questions. So, and no fair using your smartphones tonight, just right off the top of your head. We'll do that a little bit later in the program.
The reason you say that, Dick, because you can't use yours.
No, I don't know how yet, but I've got the answers. The Raiders and Arkansas Little Rock coming up on Wednesday night should be a great one, and we'll talk a little bit about what happened in Lady Raider basketball during the past week when we return. Right now, we want you to know that if the Blue Raiders win this week's game, games, we'll make it a plural, you win. You can take your ticket stub.
I don't think it's if.
You can
Let's
take
don't your... say if, Dick. I don't like if. When we win.
Let me make that change in the copy. Fans, when the Blue Raiders win this week's games, you win. You can take your ticket stub to a Rutherford County Sonic location and receive a free item with your purchase. The offer is good for 48 hours after each home win. If you don't have a ticket stub, no problem. You can go to GoBlueRaiders.com and print one off. So, you know, you're a winner either way. Sonic Drive-In is proud to sponsor the Blue Raiders. We're going to take a break.
Dev's car can't go by Sonic without turning in. Turns in every time.
We'll take a break, and this is the Ascend Federal Credit Union. Rick Ensel Live coming to you from Sam's All-American Sports Grill on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With two conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, MiddleTennesseeMedicalGroup.com.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Welcome back in. Rick Ensel live tonight from Sam's All-American Sports Grill here in Stones River Mall and brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union. We'll be hearing from one of their spokespersons later on in the show. And Coach, big game in the middle of the week when Florida Atlantic came to town. As you told me before the game, they're all big. But that game was for the lead in the division. They came in at 4-1, and we were 4-1.
Well, I've said this before several times already, and I'll say it again. We've got some new coaches in our league, and Kelly's one of those coaches, and she has done a tremendous job with Florida Atlantic. They finished the year up strong last year. You know, they won those five games down the stretch, ended up second behind us in our side of it, and then go into the conference tournament and get beat by Little Rock, which ended up beating us in overtime in the finals. But they had all those kids coming back. They brought in some new energy, new enthusiasm, a new coaching staff. And, you know, they won some big games early, and they played a pretty demanding schedule, not as demanding as ours, but still they played a schedule that challenged them. And then when they got into the conference, and people act like they were surprised, and some of the other coaches, and I was not too surprised, to be honest with you, because I felt like They had a lot of lateral quickness. They had some kids that could knock down the three. They had a center inside that was the Miller kid that was one of the best players in the conference. And, you know, they kind of brought all that together, and they started using their athleticism, getting up in you and pressing and doing some things that they hadn't done in the past. And so they're a quality basketball team.
And we went to the locker room at halftime only leading by 4 points, and I think Miller had a good first half under the boards. I think Ebony came out with a little bit different mindset the second half.
Really, at halftime, we didn't make too many adjustments except the fact that we needed to go to the boards. Ice needed to go help out on the boards. Ebony went out. When they tied the ball game up, her whole body language changed, demeanor changed, and she went to work, and then it was over with. And they just couldn't keep her off the board. She finished. You know, she's had a tremendous 3 weeks. I mean, as good as you'll get. Oh,
no doubt. Conference Player of the Week again this week, as we mentioned.
Should have been Conference Player of the Week last week, to be honest with you. And Russell did a good job, you know, promoting and everything. But I think they went back and took 2 or 3 weeks together, which they shouldn't have done. This is a Player of the Week type thing. And the stats that she had last week was probably as good as the stats she had this week. And, you know, no one it really matched up with her, but that's part of it.
Ebony had 22 points, 15 rebounds in that win over Florida Atlantic. The Raiders leading only 4 to half, blew out with a 31-7 run in the second half, and were leading by 24 with 5 minutes left in the game, Coach, and then the lead kind of dwindled.
Well, we get to looking at scoreboard, you know, and I love my team and I love our players, but one of the things we talk about is don't play the scoreboard, you know. Play like the thing's tied up. Play like we got to hit this next shot to win the game, every possession. But we can't help it. We can't stand prosperity at times. We go to looking at the scoreboard and we're up 25 and 26. Next thing you know, we start doing things that we're really not good at. And they'll hit a shot or two, and, you know, here we go. But, you know, when we're hitting on all cylinders, we've got a good basketball team.
Lakin Leonard came in, although she did not score a point, played 20 minutes and had 5 rebounds.
And, you know, that's one of the things we've been talking about. We've got to get some help out of that three position. One of the reasons we moved Ice out there was to go to the boards. And just like Saturday, Ice had 2 rebounds. At half, we talked about her again not going to the boards. Second half, she had 8 rebounds. She ended up with a double-double. So if she can go out, we can get that position going and rebounding, then that's going to give us some help inside.
Well, right now,
and that's what we're looking at, Dick, down the road. I mean, we've got to be the best team in the Sun Belt Conference in the tournament. And then we got to have our team ready to play in the NCAA tournament. And the best way to do that is get some more help on the boards, because Ice and Ebb can't handle 2 and 3 and 4 big kids inside of the teams that we're going to have to play. And they're going to have some help.
You've started Lauren March, I think, 3 straight games now. Kiki has started a couple of games. You're trying to get somebody in there with a little more rebounding.
Lauren's the worst enemy. It's not the opponents. It's not her teammates. It's her. I mean, she's got an unlimited amount of talent, and she just needs to tap on it. And, you know, at times in practice, she's nearly unstoppable. And, you know, hopefully you get them to that line, they step over it, and they realize they're a player. Let's hope that we can get her that line and she steps over it before the end of the year. And I think our fans are going to be really surprised at what she can do.
Well, she has she's played, I would say, limited minutes in her starting assignments, because you're rotating 3 players in that position. But when she's been in there, she's played well.
Started out the game, I think the Florida Atlantic game, got the first 3 rebounds, I believe. And, you know, she can do things like that, and she can finish. You know, she made a play today. She took 1 dribble, came from the 3-point line, and finger rolled it in over the top of everybody. You know, you got to do that, take that from the practice floor to the playing floor.
You see that in practice, and you just think, you know, what it's unlimited what she
sometimes
she
we put
do.
Her on the other team, and you've been there. You can't stop her, and that's what we've got to get her to do. We've got to get her to break out with this bunch with Ice and Ebony, and I promise you that Ebony and Ice both will give up some of their points and some of their rebounds if we can get somebody to step on across that line.
Well, Middle Tennessee and Florida Atlantic will play again in Florida. In fact, we'll have a 2-game trip down there in a couple of weeks, I think.
Oh, I'm telling you, that's going to be a great trip. I mean, you got 2 good games. Then you can play on FIU on Thursday night, and then we play FAU on a Saturday afternoon. And then, you know, our men, it's both games are doubleheaders. And so you really get to see four good teams, 2 good games.
Sounds like a good winter trip to me.
There's some people already got their plane tickets sitting right here in front of us right now. They're not going to miss it.
Okay, we're going to take a break and be back with Coach Ensel right after this timeout from Ascend Federal Credit Union. Rick Ensel live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill on the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Ullman.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, get fired up for the big game with delicious bunny bread and bunny buns. With its distinctive, fresh taste and its wholesome complex carbohydrates, Bunny gives you the natural energy and nutrition you need to cheer on the Blue Raiders to a victory. Get ready for the big game by picking up a bag of Bunny today. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Barry's is Premier Checking.
I love Premier Checking because of the fact that I get free ATM use all over the country. No matter where I'm at, that money comes back to me, and that means a lot.
And have you recommended us, Barry?
I recommend First Tennessee to all my friends and family.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Welcome back in. Rick Ensel live here from Sam's All-American Sports Grill on a Monday night. Nice and warm inside here. Coach, we appreciate all these fans coming out in this.
Got a bunch out.
Bad weather, and some of them drove quite a distance to get here, and we appreciate that. Well, the game that's most closer, it's on our minds right now. It was the win on Saturday at Monroe, as the Raiders took home the first game of that doubleheader, and then the men followed suit after that. And 66-48, and a game that we led from the get-go.
Well, Monroe is a very athletic team. A lot of lateral quickness, a lot of vertical, and you know, if you're just going to run them down the floor and just go from side to side, I don't know if we can win that game. But our kids are a little bit more fundamentally sound, pass the ball well, knock down some shots. We were able to play everybody. We saw some positives out of some of the people we brought in. I thought J.J. did a good job when we brought her in, got three rebounds in 2 minutes, and had a chance to finish a couple of them. And just if she'll just catch and go on and finish, I think she'll have a little bit more success in trying to catch and pivot and do all that other stuff. I thought Caroline did a good job. She shot one time, knocked down one three, and then all the other kids filled in and did. I thought Janae Brinkley came in. I sent her and Shanice back in. I thought was the biggest positive of the day. They cut it back to like 10 or 8, something like that, and we put Shanice and Janae back in, took Courtney and Caroline out, and then Ice and Ebony, and I can't remember who the other one was. Maybe it was Lakin that we had in there. They just really got after it defensively, turned the ball over, and we were able to push it on out to about 18, 19, 20 points.
Yeah, Janae Brinkley hit her first two shots, hit a nice two-point jumper down the baseline and knocked in a three.
Well, more than anything, she got up in that guard and didn't let her penetrate and denied the basketball and was able to get a deflection or two. And then when we were able to push it, she was able to get in, like you said. She knocked down a baseline jump shot, which was big. And then we turned it, and there she was, and she towed the line and knocked down a three. And she can do that. And she's got to make us a better team when she comes in off the bench. And, you know, if we can get some consistency there, that's going to help our basketball team.
Well, some of our fans who may not come to all of the games or who may not listen regularly, Might want to know a little bit more about Caroline Warden, because she's a little girl who is from Jackson County, and she's a walk-on.
Well, she, you know, she came down and met with us and wanted them. I told her I'd help her, you know, go wherever she wanted to go, but she wanted to come to Middle Tennessee. And so she's walked on. She's paying her own way, and she works hard in practice. She comes from a great high school program. She knows how to win. She can knock down shots. She just got to learn to handle the – there's a little bit difference in playing Division I basketball, and not only any high school program. And believe me, I came from a high school program that had some kids that went on into Division I. But when I got here, it was a little bit different than I thought. And I think when they first come on board and they see – they think they've handled everything pretty much in high school their whole life. Then they get here, and the first time you put them in, and then they just it's a different world. But I will say this, she's getting better. And she did do a good job Saturday, and she had a good practice today, and she's probably going to get a little playing time against Little Rock. And then we'll take it from there. But there's some things she's got to work on, like all everybody. Everybody we've got on our team has got to work on some things to get better, including Ebony Rowe. And I think you've seen some changes that Ebony's been able to look what's taken place the last 3 weeks. And, you know, she's just blowing through people now instead of just taking a dribble. She's going right up through them, and then she's going to the free throw line. I think she's shooting somewhere around 78%.
Yeah, so, I've got some interesting numbers on that.
And she did that.
Yeah.
She went home this summer, and she worked. And she got better from the free throw line. She was not happy at all with her game last year, and you know, that's what you got to do. I was just talking to Ronnie back here a minute ago about the fact that, you know, when you get together as a team, Chip, I mean, Dick, you get better as a team. At 2 hours we work, we're coming together as a team. You get better as an individual what you do outside of the teamwork and the team practice. And so, you know, that's what you've got to do in the summer, and that's what you got to do in the spring. You got to work on your individual game.
Well, and I know you preach that to the kids all the time. Some of them listen, some of them don't.
Well, you know, my wife says that about me. You know, I listen sometimes and I don't listen sometimes. So, you know, I guess I'm just as guilty as they are.
Well, the Raiders came out with a 66-48 win in that ball game. One of the few times I can remember everybody on the traveling squad getting in the game, getting some minutes.
Well, Mackenzie Sales is another one. I think reminds me a lot of Jackie Pickle. Jackie didn't play a whole lot her freshman sophomore year, but we couldn't get her out of the game junior and senior year. And you know what the difference was? She got in the gym. And I think you're going to see the same thing out of Mackenzie Sales. She can shoot the basketball. She's got great basketball IQ. But, you know, she's been hampered with a hamstring. And her asthma's been flaring up a little bit. And then she came in, of course, that year that she took off. She didn't think it was going to affect her as much as it did. It has. And, you know, I just now see her when we're going through drills. You can see her now. She's getting stronger. And what she's got to do is she's got to buy in with Matt Riley. Matt Riley, if she falls in love with what's going on in that weight room, I'm telling you right now, you're going to see a different player next year. I don't know how much further she can come this year. But between now and next year this time, I think that she can be become a big-time player.
The example of Jackie Pickle is a great one, because Jackie came in here as a pure shooter, not really a very good defensive player. And by the time her career was over, she was the defensive player of the year.
And she did it on her own. She did it on her own. I can remember when we sat down between her sophomore and junior year, and she was thinking about transferring. And, you know, thank goodness she didn't. She gave it a chance, and you know, a lot of people, Alicia Clark was getting 30 points a game, but if you ask me, and I think you did ask me several times, my MVP was Jackie Pickle.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with Coach Ensel right after this timeout. This is the Ascend Federal Credit Union. Rick Ensel live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill, from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs
and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting, and it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hey, how you doing?
Ticket, please.
You gotta have a ticket to get in here?
Yep.
I don't have a ticket.
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, how much are tickets?
We're sold out.
So I can't get in?
Gotta have a ticket.
Well, I got this ticket.
What kind of ticket is that?
Tennessee Lottery Black. Could be worth $1 million.
You're in. With a top prize of $1 million, the new Tennessee Lottery Black Instant Game could just open some doors for you. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
My producer here tells me we're back on the air. And welcome in to Rick Unsel Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union. We'll be talking with one of their representatives here in just a few minutes. And Coach Unsel, you were talking about Ebony's stats a minute ago. And of course, stats for the week. I don't see how they could have picked anybody else for Player of the Week. In fact, ESPN had her on the list for National Player of the Week. She didn't get that, but she was in among five players in the country nominated.
She would have had another double-double Saturday if J.J. hadn't took the rebound away from her. She had it in her hands, and J.J. reached over and just pulled it out of her hands. So I think they were kind of getting back and forth at each other on the bus about J.J. cost her a double-double.
Here's what Ebony did last week. 34 field goal attempts, 19 baskets. That's over 50%. 20 free throw attempts, 16 made out of 20. That's 80%.
Phenomenal.
54 points, that's a 27-point average. 24 rebounds, 12 a game.
And also in there, you had some block shots.
Had some block shots
and some steals.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she's all over the place right now.
Ebony is just invaluable. But more than her points and her rebounds and her steals and all those statistical categories, her attitude and her effort on the floor and her ability to inspire her teammates,
she's,
I guess.
She's a competitor, Dick.
Yeah.
Competitor. And, you know, and that's... You take that in the classroom also. She's just that way, same way in that classroom. She's competing against herself when she goes in, and she gets upset if she doesn't feel like she's done well on an exam, or maybe she doesn't feel like she got the grade that she should have gotten, you know. And she gets not mad at the instructor or anything. She gets mad at herself because she's always competing. And, you know, that's good. That's good. You want those type of people with you in that foxhole. And thank goodness we've got her there.
I think you told her one day in practice to forget about that C and think about basketball.
Well, you know, there's not a whole lot you can tell someone that's getting 30 points a night and 10 or 12 rebounds a night. You know, usually when coaches start trying to tell people what they're doing right there, you mess the whole deal up. So I figured out a long time ago, when things are going good, you just let them go good.
All right, we're about at the halfway point. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with our guest from Ascend, I believe, after this timeout. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Rick Unsel Live here on the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and city certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of city certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealer shop.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell. Call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today. 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
It always seemed like no big deal at the time, but son, you better be listening when I tell you don't drink and drive. Cause we'll be out there waiting around each hill and dale, and if you're drinking and driving, we'll haul your butt to jail. Hey, hey, hear me say, from Morristown to Monterey and everywhere in between, blend smart, you know what I mean.
Paid for by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call Andy Womack. And in Brentwood, call DeJuan Buford.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
And welcome back into Rick Ensel Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union. We're at Sam's All-American Sports Grill for our regular Monday night show. And we are happy to welcome to the program Erin Cox. She is from the Ascend Federal Credit Union, and she is the Business Development Officer. Erin, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yes.
Erin, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Must not be there, Dick.
Okay.
Hello?
There she is. She was hiding.
Hi.
Shy.
Erin, Dick Palmer, we are with Coach Rick Ensel here. And what we'd like to do is talk to you a little bit about your company. You know, we talked last week about the partnership between Ascend and MTSU. I thought this week we might talk a little bit more about the banking business and the banking industry in particular has gone through some tough times, but Ascend has weathered the storm and is going great guns right now.
Right. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, it's good to have a friend that you can trust, and if you can trust your banker, then that goes a long way. Tell us a little bit about your programs there.
All right. Well, Ascend, just to start out, is highly focused on providing exceptional service to our members. We're also very accessible to the MTSU community. We've got four financial centers here in Rutherford County, a mobile app so that you can manage your accounts on the go, and also plenty of fee-free ATMs in Murfreesboro, with two of those being on campus at MTSU.
Okay, very good. And we hope, and I know many of our students take advantage of that. Erin, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate you getting on the show with us, and we'll be talking with you from time to time during the season.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
Erin Cox from Ascend Federal Credit Union. Coach, time to talk a little Sun Belt here, and right now we are not quite to the halfway point of the Sun Belt season. We're past the halfway point of the regular season, but we've still got a few games to go to hit that halfway point in the Sun Belt.
Well, Dick, I think we were hit on that just a minute ago about how much more exciting basketball we've got left. You know, just this week we're playing Little Rock, and we play Lafayette, and then next week we We go to North Texas on a Thursday and come back and play Western on a Sunday, and then the next week we go to the Floridas and play FAU and FIU. So, you know, you got about six or seven games where any one of those teams can win on a given night. And I think it's already been proven that in the Sun Belt Conference. And I've never seen our conference as tough and as have as many teams that is competing for the championship or will be competing for the championship this year as it is right now.
Well, Western Kentucky has bounced back, and they're tied with us for the lead now. So that rivalry is going to intensify, I think.
That rivalry is always there, you know. And I don't know how much more it can intensify, I'll tell you that. But, you know, that she's done a good job. Again, that's a new coach. She's come in, and they've won some big games. They're doing what they've got to do to stay in games, and they're able to win them. And anytime you can go into Little Rock and you can do and win a game there and you can and do what they did to FAU and do what they did to North Texas, they've got a good basketball team. And I've seen them on film a little bit. They're pretty good. They're well coached, disciplined. They get after you. They've changed their strategy where they're pressing up and down the floor. But you know, they're down the road about 3 weeks. Right now, we got our wagon loaded with the Little Rock coming in Wednesday night.
Right now, the Raiders have the longest winning streak in the conference at 5. But right behind them is a team that we just nudged here at home a couple of weeks ago. North Texas has won 4 straight in the conference, and they are leading in the West Division.
Well, I knew when they left here, they were very upset because they had a great chance to pull a big upset off with us, and took care of that, you know. But they've got a good team. Again, they've got a new coach. Last year we played them there. It was a 2-point game. They went into the tournament, and they kind of laid down in the tournament, you know. But they had everybody coming back. They got a good freshman and that Hyder kid that's come on board and is doing a great job. And, again, they're doing things that they've got to do to win big games. Now, their non-conference schedule was tough, and they lost a lot of games by 2 and 3 points in that non-conference schedule. And so they've gotten into the conference now, and they're taking care of business.
Arkansas State is in second place in the West, and Little Rock is third coming in, which is a little bit surprising.
Well, if you look at North Texas, they've won 4 straight since we beat them. You look at Arkansas State, they've won 3 straight since we beat them. So both of those teams are on a roll right now.
We were lamenting the fact last week that our team was not really high up in many of the statistical categories in the league. And since then, in just 2 games, we've taken over the number one spot in a couple of categories, that being turnover margin. We're the leading team in conference games only, we're talking about, and scoring margin. That's a pretty good one.
Well, we're crawling back up into some of those, and that's what we need to do. We're edging ourselves back into those categories. And but right now, you know, we're not where we need to be, but we'll be there. I'm telling you, today I thought we had a great practice. And if I can walk out of practice and walk down the ramp and feel good about our basketball team, and every practice has been that way for the last 2 weeks. We're getting better. We're getting better every day.
The Raiders' last 3 wins have all been by double digits, 11, 14, and 18. And that was after we'd pulled off a couple of 2-point wins.
Well, sometimes we as a coaching staff, we as fans, even players, we get a little bit spoiled in the fact that we want to win 30 and 40 points, and who doesn't? But when you've got new players coming in, new staffs, new strategies, you know, you take a win in the Sun Belt Conference in Division I basketball right now, and you're happy with it. I was very happy when we left the gym at Monroe. Now, Monroe was not as good as some of the teams we played, but, you know, we left there with a road win, and that's big.
Okay, we're going to do questions for the coach next, so if you have any questions you haven't turned in yet, Russell, you might check around, see if anybody's got any questions, and then we've got some stuff to give away up here, so we'll be right back with more. Rick Hensel live coming to you from Sam's All-American Sports Grill from Elegant Sports and the Blue Raider Network.
There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto makes value and selection our top priority, offering a huge selection of Carfax One owner cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Every vehicle is thoroughly inspected and City certified or still under manufacturer's warranty. We'll be making deals all day, so stop by our showroom at 1023 Bridge Avenue or check out our huge selection of City certified pre-owned vehicles online at cityauto.com. There's never been a better time to buy a quality late model, low mileage vehicle than right now. City Auto. Shop where the dealer shop.
Hi, Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Well, I'm ready for the game. How do I look? Like a Blue Raider football fan?
You can't show up at the stadium without your game day gear. Where's your Blue Raider hoodie, hat, foam finger?
Well, where can I get all that? The game's starting soon.
The Phillips Bookstore has the best and biggest selection of Blue Raider apparel, gifts, gear, and more.
When you think Blue Raider football, think the Phillips Bookstore, located at the Stute Union Building. Shop online at www.mtsu.bkstr.com.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
WGNS, AM FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back in to Rick Edsel Live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill here on a Monday night. Got a few questions from the audience, Coach.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Coach, where do you see this team, our team, I might say, going into the new conference? I think that we'll go in and compete right from the get-go. I think Conference USA is much like the Sun Belt Conference, and we have some new teams, Old Dominion, La Tech. I can go right down the line, UAB. But you'll see Florida Atlantic, Florida International coming back on board, Southern Miss. I would say that Chip and myself was talking before we got on the air, that'd be some of the teams that we can look to play. And, you know, I don't know if that'll be next year or the year after. That'll be up for Chris Massaro and Dr. McPhee. But if all they got to do is just point me in the direction, and we'll play whoever's out there.
I don't know about you, but I've started checking their scores a little bit now since that came out.
The only score I checked the other night was Little Rock. recent lineup changes seems to be producing more rebounds, and that's one of the reasons we've changed that. We are going to the boards a little harder, and we've got to go a little harder than that. I'd like to get us up to where we're getting 45, 46 rebounds a night, and I think right now we're right at 38, 39, something like that. Ebony Road scored a season high at Monroe. Can we expect to see more of that? We're going to get her the basketball, I can tell you that. We work on that every day, and if she's there and she's open, and even if she's not open, we're going to throw it in there and let her go get it. But we're going to get her the basketball. And then someone else asked about Caroline. Seems to be a good kid, good player, and that's true. She is. Comes from a good program, and you know, again, there's some things she's got to work on, but I'm telling you, she's got a good work ethic, and she'll get better.
Last week, we asked, we did kind of a little contest. Each game day practice, coach ends practice with the players shooting a half-court shot, and as soon as one is made, practice is over. So the players like to get that shot early, don't they?
Well, you never know when you're going to be in a situation where you've got to launch one up. And we give everybody that opportunity, and whoever hits it first, we end practice. And we always end it going towards our end of the floor at the end of the game. And have you told already, Ray Thomas is the one that won it. He picked Lauren March, I believe.
No. Lakin Leonard.
Was it Lakin?
Lakin and Leonard, that's the winning entry.
So Ray Thomas, and he gets him, Ernestine won. I'd say it'd be Ernestine gets a T-shirt out of this deal.
But, okay.
We're going to change this format a little bit. We're going to do it again tonight, but you're going to get to pick for each game. So you need to pick. You need to put down Little Rock who you want, and then after that, Lafayette who you want. So that way you got two chances on next week's card.
Okay, and we'll have some nice prizes to give away next week. Now, what we're going to do is play a little Lady Raider trivia. If we can get everybody to get your thinking caps on. Coach, these are easy questions, and I want to give these T-shirts away. So we made it easy. Russell, stand up. You're going to go back to work. As soon as you think you know the answer to the trivia question, pop up, and Russell, no, not yet, T-Bone. Pop up, and Russell will get to you and see if you've got the correct answer. All right, everybody. And whoever he gets to first gets first shot at it.
All right.
All right, here's the first question. Ebony Rowe has now won 11 Player of the Week awards in the Sun Belt Conference. Only one other Lady Raider has won more. See if you know who that is. Wave your arms.
Rick Henniger.
Hurry, Russell. We hadn't got 10 minutes. Did he miss it?
All right.
One more back there. Not Chrissy Givens. Here's one right here. That'd be worth a T-shirt, Coach.
Who was it? Alicia Clark.
Alicia Clark.
That's right. All right.
Alicia has 12.
All right, go to your next one, Dick.
All right, here we go. We talked about 1,000-point scores last week. We've had a couple this year. I want to know who was the first 1,000-point score in Middle Tennessee Lady Raider basketball. It goes back a year or two. Here you go, Russell, right here. '75, '76, '77 I don't think we're going to have one on
Dick,
that.
I wasn't even born then. Go to the next one.
Did you? We got it?
All right.
Sharon McClanahan.
Here's a shirt.
We'll give these out later. You might want to pick your sizes on these.
All right.
We talked about Coach Ensel being the winningest basketball coach in later Raider history. Who was the first head coach at Middle Tennessee for women's basketball? The first head coach. Coached the first two seasons. 75 through 77 You got another?
Well, Ronnie's got a shirt now.
Pat Jones. Pat Jones was the first Lady Raider head coach. I think she's been reading the media guide, Goat. Final question.
She's not allowed to answer this one.
Who was the first opponent for the Lady Raiders in their first NCAA tournament? Goes back to Larry Joe Inman, 1983. The first opponent in the first NCAA tournament. Nobody's going to get this one, Coach.
If they get on that iPhone, they will.
Going once. Going twice.
Back to back.
There you go, right back there. Shout it out. No.
No.
All right, we'll save that one. We'll save this other T-shirt till next week.
All right.
It was Jackson State, 64-61, and then the next night, Coach Inman got eliminated by La Tech, who had a great program that year.
Yeah.
All right, that's our you folks who won can come up and get your T-shirts after we get through, and we'll be back to talk about what's coming up in Lady Raider basketball. You're listening to Rick Ensel Live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Hi, I'm Blue Raider basketball coach Kermit Davis. Now at Russell Barnett Kia in Tullahoma, Tennessee, 2013 Kias are ready to move. Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. New 2013 Sorentos, Optimas, Fortes, and Souls available now at Russell Barnett Kia, 915 South Anderson Street, Tullahoma, Tennessee. Russell Barnett, a proud supporter of Blue Raider athletics for 40 years. Call 931-455-6066. Russell Barnett Kia, the power to surprise.
Indian Hills Golf Club in Murfreesboro is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. The 18-hole par 72 public golf course is open year-round and provides a value golfing experience for all skill levels. While visiting, take time to enjoy Jack's Grill at the clubhouse for your food and beverage needs. If you need to raise funds for your favorite charity, Indian Hills Golf Club has a golf tournament package that will assure your success. For more information, go to IndianHillsGC.com or call 615-895-3642.
So, how do you like your coffee? Shouldn't you love it? If you're drinking anything besides Just Love Coffee, then you don't like your coffee enough. Just Love Coffee offers over 20 smooth and tasty specialty coffees, roasted right here in the borough, minutes from campus. Grab a cup or a bag today at 129 MTCS Drive, or visit us at facebook.com/justlovecoffee to learn more about Just Love Coffee Roasters. Just Love Coffee Roasters, coffee with heart.
There are many reasons why 96% of First Tennessee customers would recommend us. Lori's is customer service.
I absolutely love their customer service, their kindness, their genuineness, their skill. They answer all of my stupid financial questions and never let me feel like I'm the financial dummy.
And have you recommended us, Lori?
I've recommended First Tennessee Bank to everybody I know.
To learn more and get information on a special bonus, visit firsttennessee.com/areyou a 96?
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
All right, welcome back in. Rick Ensel live here on a Monday night. We've got about 10 minutes left, Coach. And again, those of you who are going to play our contest next week, you're picking two players now. One for Wednesday night and one for Saturday.
Put the game down. Little Rock
or
Lafayette.
And, you know, it's not, it has happened before, Coach, that the same players hit them back-to-back practices. So don't feel bad by putting the same name down twice. Okay, we've got the Trojans coming in. Unaccustomed as we are to playing them at home, they will be here on Wednesday night.
Well, Dick, I didn't know this, but we played Monroe 7 times since I've been here, and 4 times we played in Monroe. So it's about as bad. But Little Rock will be coming back, and this is the second time in 2 years right. They'll be coming into Murphy Center. Of course, we'll have to go back down to play them later on in the year. But, you know, they're much like they were last year. They're guard-oriented. They've got 3 of the top guards in the conference. Mary X is one of the best shooters in the conference. You got Galt, which is one of the kids up for player of the year. The young lady that knocked in the shot at to put us into overtime last year. And then you got Taylor Ford, which is one of the best point guards in the conference. And you know, they really get up and get after you. They're very aggressive defensively. They like to put it against the glass. And they lost a couple of their post players, but the two young ladies that they've got filling in there have done an adequate job, and they're just getting better every game. They've lost a couple of games lately that they should have won, and they know that. So they're going to be hungry. What better way for them to get back on track than come in and compete with us and maybe try to pull off an upset? What better way for us to send our season in the direction it needs to be going in is to get another big win at home against Little Rock?
It's kind of been a strange season for them because in the conference, they are only 2-3 at home, but they're 2-1 on the road.
Well, you know, North Texas and Western and FIU are the 3 teams that beat them there. So you're looking at 3 of the top teams in our conference. So it's not surprising to me. I mean, FIU came in and beat us here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can happen to us. It can happen to them. So. You know, you got to be on point every night.
They're a good shooting ball club. Their team shooting percentage is 43, which is good, and 36 from 3-point range, which is very good. And the only thing they dip down in is their free throw shooting.
Well, I think more than anything, they're a very good defensive ball club. They really get up and get aggressive with you on the perimeter. They prevent you from doing some things that you like to do, and you know, they that's kind of their forte. And so we've done some things in practice to kind of offset that today, and we'll do some more things tomorrow. But we know coming in it's going to be aggressive on the perimeter.
They're kind of like us. Their scoring margin is just about like ours, about 11 a game over the opponents. Their rebounding margin is about like ours, and their turnover margin ratio is about like ours.
Well, the last few games, we've done a lot better job taking care of the basketball. And you know, I've been real happy about that, too. So that's kind of brought our turnovers down, and the turnover margin is put it where we need to be.
Well, the Raiders and the Trojans square off at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. You want to be there. I think this is one that that our fans won't want to miss.
Well, we've got, like I said, we've got a lot of – every game that we play the rest of this year at Murphy Center is going to be a tough game. And every game that we go on the road, again, you win championships going on the road and winning. And, you know, it's going to be tough games on the road. So that's why it's exciting, Dick. I get motivated when I get to thinking about, you know, what's about to take place in the next month. And we got a chance to really take our basketball team to another level. And I think our kids, since then, I see that in practice. And I get excited when I leave the gym knowing that you know, we're all on the same page, and we want to get better, and we want to do what put our team where we need to be, which is in the top 10 or 15 teams in the country.
This little notepad I picked up at the courtyard by Marriott over the weekend, greatness on the road begins with a great game plan. How about that?
That sounds good.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back to wrap it up with Coach Rick Hensel. Rick Hensel live from Sam's All-American Sports Grill right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Bud Light salutes NFL fans and all their superstitions. Like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. And the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. NFL fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do. Here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Embassy Suites is the perfect place for getaways for the whole family or a romantic weekend for two. Our Gateway Grill restaurant is open for lunch, serving your favorite soups, salads, and sandwiches. And for dinner, handcrafted appetizers, a selection of contemporary entrees, and delectable desserts. The restaurant also features two private dining rooms that are perfect for any intimate gathering. Call Embassy Suites at 615-890-4464 and ask about special room packages today.
Many serious illnesses can be caught by a regular doctor visit. Middle Tennessee Medical Center and the St. Thomas Health Network have partnered together to give you immediate access to the best care in the area by creating Middle Tennessee Medical Group. With two conveniently located patient offices, the physicians of Middle Tennessee Medical Group are dedicated to the health and well-being of families in Rutherford County and the surrounding communities.
To schedule an appointment, call 615-895-3233 or visit our website, middletennesseemedicalgroup.com. Wright Travel is a proud supporter of MTSU's Blue Raiders and is the exclusive travel agency for MTSU. Wright Travel provides the opportunity for great travel services. Headquartered in Nashville, Wright Travel has offices throughout the United States and services businesses and vacation travelers globally. Contact Wright Travel, the travel agency for MTSU and the Blue Raiders, for all your travel needs for business, leisure, and group travel arrangements. For more information on Wright Travel, go to www.wrighttravel.net or call 615-783-1111.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
Back for the final time with Rick Hensel live here on a Monday night. Chip Walters and Kermit Davis will be coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Gone by quick, Dick. Gone by quick.
It has. It's been a good show, and we hope you folks here in the Sports Grill have enjoyed it. And, of course, to those listening on our best Blue Raider network, we hope you have had a good night tonight.
Our thousands of listeners in Bowling Green. Right. I hope they're listening, too.
We'd like to thank our studio engineer tonight, Ethan Lanham, Chip Walters, of course, and Russell Luna. Couldn't do without Russell. And remember your servers now. Take care of them. Coach, early practice tomorrow, I understand.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll be there early. Staff will be there ready to go.
And you folks want to come to practice, be there at 8 o'clock. And
I will have some there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We'll have some there.
All right. This is Dick Palmer for Coach Rick Hensel. Remember, coming up on Wednesday night, you've got Middle Tennessee and Arkansas Little Rock. You know, we play them twice this year. We may meet them three times. You can't ever tell.
And Saturday, play Lafayette, 3 o'clock.
Lafayette, first game of the doubleheader on Saturday. Thanks to all of you for coming out on a bad weather night. And we'll see you next Monday night. Rick Hensel Live, brought to you by Ascend Federal Credit Union from Sam's All-American Sports Grill. For the coach, this is Dick Palmer. Good night.
Go Blue.